Welcome back to Real Talk with Real People, a candid conversation with Dr. Caroline Bethea Jones. I am Dr. Caroline Bethea Jones, and as you know, one of my favorite pastimes is having conversation with interesting people on any topic that they feel like bringing to the table. I love talking to people. Well, I should say I love talking with people, because I would hate to think that I'm talking to people and they ain't listening to me. So I like talking with people. I love getting to know people, promoting people, and giving all people an opportunity to share a little piece of themselves with you, my listeners. And I want to thank you for listening. It means a lot to me that you tune in each month for a dose of real talk with real people. Now today, my guest is Barbara Hargrove, a wife, a mother, a daughter, a friend, and a woman of God. I am blessed to have her on my show to share with you her journey. So please, please, please welcome author of Girl, What's Up and Lead. And LEAD is an acronym for Leverage, Elevate, Accelerate, and Dominate. Miss Barbara Hargrove. Girl, thank you for coming to my show today. How are you?
I am well. I am well. And I say that because some days we're not. And today I am.
Good. I caught you on a good day. I got you on a good day.
Yes, beautiful. You absolutely did it. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to jump right on in there, because I know you got a lot to tell us today, because I want to know a lot about, I mean, that whole acronym got me saying, yes, girl, yes, girl. So I want you to tell us a little bit. All right. I'm going to let you start where you want to start. Where you want to start?
Okay, well, if we're going to start with the book, well, first of all, hey, y'all, thank you so much for having me. I absolutely appreciate it. I do not take it for robbery that you want to talk to me.
I know,
you know, it is dead time with social media and everybody trying to get in people's spaces. People got boundaries. So I appreciate that you want to have a candid conversation with me.
Well, you're very welcome.
So if we have to start, you know, if we just start, go ahead with the book. Here it is right here. Oh. So basically, you know, we as women, we when we hear the word lead, we think about it, especially in the different industries that we do have. A lot of industries are male dominated, right? Mm-hmm. Except for maybe one of the most satisfying one, I say, is the home.
Okay.
That's where men, you know, typically aren't leading. And this was just a clarion call for myself, because I was a person that wore many hats, but I didn't always complete tasks.
Okay.
So myself, along with about 16 other women, we just came into a space where we said that we would share our struggles as well as our success strategies on how we make it day by day, moment by moment. So this is really a self anthology where we just shared facets of who we were, or are, I should say, you know, in the spaces that we were holding, you know, at that time. Yeah. And so and one thing is, you never want to boast in yourself, but if you've made great strides in your life thus far, I feel like you should always share those experiences.
Yes, I agree.
So, and it's just really knowing how to decipher between the two, being boastful or you're just sharing the information, you know. So, and that's what we did. So we came up with this book, and I have to give a shout out to my girl, Dana Faulkner. So, because it was just like, I'm going to forget her whole name. And it was just like, let's have girl power. It's nothing new under the sun, you know. Yeah. It's what we've been doing for years. However, we had a space where it was more competition than there was collaboration. So we decided to collaborate. And that's how the book was formed. Yep.
I love it. I love it. So tell me about that title. Tell me about that there. I'm more interested in the lead part, the leverage, the elevate, the accelerate, and dominate. I mean, you're gonna go through every single one of them steps with me. Okay.
Okay. Well, the thing is, you just think of your life. You learn how to leverage tools and tactics that you've learned or things that were passed down, from culture or family, and you learn to leverage that to make you stand on a platform where you are or where you're going.
Okay.
So you learn to leverage that. When you accelerate, then you start teaching. Not accelerate. When you elevate, you start teaching it to someone else. That allows you to elevate to the whatever your next level is. Because the goal in life, period, should always be each one teach one or reach back and bring somebody up.
Yes,
Because
absolutely.
in any industry or even in your family culture, we should always be leaving a successor of
Yeah.
any kind.
Yeah.
So that's definitely what you want to teach. And then when you get to accelerate just doesn't mean always moving fast, but just have better ways of getting to the goal. Like it we should just be in a place where it shouldn't be generation after generation after generation curse. You know what I'm saying? It should be some generation blessing. And some people don't like to accelerate because a lot of people don't like to be first, because first always take the hardest blow.
I see. Yeah.
And so the conversations will start to look like, well, we all do this. This is how we are in our family, or whatever the case may be. No, let's accelerate to the we're doing it better, opposed to this is how we all do it. This is just who we
Yes.
are.
Yes.
No. And then dominating is you or your support systems to be such a force to be reckoned with that nobody can come in and infiltrate.
I love it.
So that's what that acronym is all about.
All right. Well, I love it. I really do. I love it.
So that's really what the premise was when Dana brought the idea to us, and just the thought of me ever being an author was just like, but I am. And
Yes,
then
you
and
are.
even now, correct. And even now, like the book has it's been out for over a year and I'm still holding it like a baby
Yeah.
because it really is one of the things that I finished,
Yes.
And so I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to release it, but I know so many people need the strategies and tools and even the struggles so they can learn how to accelerate past those to get to where they need to be.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. All right. So is this is your first book? Okay, do you have another book?
Ooh. I have many books in this think box.
Okay now.
I do. As a mom, I always wanted to do a children book. Don't know which way I'm going with it yet. And yes, I am really ready to write book number two. I
Good.
am.
I
I
like
have
that.
a couple
I like
titles.
that.
I have a couple
Yes.
titles.
I'm
I just
glad to
never know.
hear that you have some things in your think tank, because if you when you write one book, you've broken the glass. You've gotten rid
Right.
of the fear. You've said, I did it once, I can do it again. So I
Yes.
always like to encourage individuals to don't sit on your glory. Although yes, you cradle in that like a baby, but don't sit there.
Yeah.
Let's crank out another one. So I'm always encouraging authors, first time authors especially, or if you have a book in your head but you haven't written it on paper, I'm always encouraging authors and would-be authors to keep on writing. I'm encouraging myself too. I have been an author since 2001, but I've reached a place in my life where I'm struggling to try to write every day like I want to, because we have what we call the superwoman. I can do all things. Whatever you want to call it, and we do so many things. that we push aside our passion to do the things that we have to do, want to do, whatever. So I've kind of pushed aside my passion. So I hope you have not pushed aside your passion.
Not in this season. I have in
Okay.
seasons past. Because it's so much that I want to do. And you know, once you get in age and you start to see that you got to respect time,
Yeah.
it's like there's that acceleration coming again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that you skipped L and E, but you are gung ho on that A. You
Yeah.
understand what I'm saying? So it's like you want to get it done. However, I still don't want to do anything hastily.
Yes.
And before it's timing, because I am a firm believer that God's timing is always perfect.
Absolutely. I
Period.
totally agree.
So, and then when I think about what got me to this time, looking back at over all the times past, God's timing is still perfect today.
Always will be. So
So, what were you saying?
you are a woman of God.
Oh yeah, man. And of course, life had to happen in order to even honor that title, you
Okay.
know. So, yes, unapologetically.
Okay. Let's talk about that for a little while. Let's talk about what it means to be a woman of God. I mean, we hear that title a lot. I use it toward myself as well. What does it mean to you to be a woman of God?
Accountability. That's the first one.
Okay.
And that's not always easy, because we are conditioned to point that finger
Not
at
their finger.
somebody else. And my grandmother, you got something coming back to you. But you know, it's accountability and being able to be vulnerable. And when I use the word vulnerable, I'm not talking about strength or weakness. I'm saying being able to really relinquish the inner parts of you, sift through them and be like, okay, now I can work with this.
Okay.
So, so it's really that breaking up that hollow ground, you know, that surface place to absolutely get to where you want to be. I remember when we were younger, the children's choir, we used to sing a song, Help Me to See Me the Way That You See Me. And you know, it was definitely a song to God. And basically, sometimes we don't really want to see us how God sees us, because we may not be able to handle it. But if you spend time with the Creator, in my opinion, He will show you the multifacets of who you are and who you are to become. And then you ask Him to show you how to deal with it, because again, that goes back to that timing. You know, just like a baby doesn't come out walking.
That's
Now,
right.
they may have everything in them, and even the tools to walk, because you have to have legs to walk. You
That's
have to
right.
have the with all and the will to walk. But guess what? You're not gonna walk till you see somebody else walk, because that's not how you understand what I'm saying? So it what it's that. Why I believe and know that I'm a woman of God, because looking back again over the things that I had to experience and endure, I know I ain't by myself. I know
Absolutely. That's
somebody was yet praying.
right. Because I had a praying grandmama.
Yes, you know, someone was absolutely yet praying. And just to see not just their prayers, but I've seen my prayers
Yes,
manifested.
absolutely.
So, you know, so
Yes.
that's where I know that there's a God for me. And
I hear you. I hear you. I hear
that's
you.
why I can definitely say it. And good, bad, and indifferent, and the ugly and all of that, I know that there's a God for me, because His word for me goes back to, for I know all things work together for the good of
The
those
good
that
of
love
those who
God
love
and
the
are
Lord.
called according to His purpose. We don't always want to talk about the all things, but that's what made you. That's what made you. And if you made it to the point where you can talk about it, you're a survivor.
Yeah.
So.
So walk us through your journey of how you got to where you are right now. Because, everybody has a journey. We don't start
Yeah.
out where we want to be. It takes work.
Correct.
It takes time. So walk us through your journey.
So, little girl born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. Of course, you already being born in Newark, New Jersey, you're already hit with stereotypes, right?
Yeah.
So, and being raised in a single parent home, and not only just a single parent home, my mother is military. So, but she wasn't bad. Let me just say it.
She
She
wasn't
had
that
a
strict.
structure. Right? No, she was not. She had structure, yes. We had rules, yes, but she was very, very, what's the word I want to use? She was very, very talkative, and sometimes I just used to like beat me, please. Because and get wait, but
She was a lecturer. She was a lecturer.
yes, and still to this day, thank you God, but still to this day, she's still like that. She always want to talk, and I just like, please. But however, again, being born in North New Jersey in a single parent home, so you had all of those stipulations toward you. Was smart, but didn't want to be smarter than the crowd because then I feel
You'd be teased and ridiculed.
right, exactly. So I wanted to fit in and did, or the fit in was I'll do your homework for you, and now everybody would be, oh no, that's girl, that's Barb, that's the homie. She makes that way, but I really never fit in. I didn't. I wasn't the cool kid. I was only cool because I was doing the homework or giving answers and all this other stuff. And so, I mean, it worked in my favor because it did allow me to get a full ride to Montclair State University, and be a part of what we at that time it was called Project Grad at Malcolm X Shabazz, where we were the top tier of the classes. And some people will say, well, that's not a lot for Shabazz. Yes, it is. It's because out of a class of 400, I was in the top 10 and 20%. So that was great,
That's right.
so it was that. And then, I went on to become who I was becoming. But fast forward, now let me rewind. Before all of that, I had to endure rapes and molestations. So that part played also the inferiority side of me, where I used to be like, why did this happen to me? When I'm nice to everybody, or I'm, making sure that everybody was taken care of, or everybody was happy, and so that played a part also into, being smart, because if I'm smart, maybe they'll leave me alone, all of that. So, and then there was that other facet of daddy issues, because like I said, my mom, it was a single home, so I thought that that happened because daddy wasn't in the picture. So all of that played a part, even down to relationships, even down to my husband. I wanted him to be daddy because daddy wasn't there. So that's all of that. All of that. And I can talk about it now because I've survived it. But there was moments where you couldn't even get me to say the word without throwing up, or having a vile feeling about it. And I just recently began therapy, and or seeking someone that I didn't believe that will turn my trauma back on me. So that's why I say I know without a shadow of a doubt, God loves me.
There's so many women who share your story,
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
so many women who are not healed enough to talk about their story.
Correct.
And it's so I'm glad that you are healed enough to talk about it. With therapy, let's talk about therapy. And I want to talk about therapy for a moment, because I just canceled my very first therapy session, which was supposed to be on Thursday. And I got the I said to myself, oh, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. And then As you know, as I knew I would, today I canceled it because I didn't feel
Oh.
comfortable quite
Yeah.
yet to talk to somebody. You know.
So, therapy, let's just put this, we all have a therapist, not may not be clinically
Yes.
developed,
Yes. Yes.
but we all have therapists or people that we believe that we can talk to.
Yes.
But having a clinically developed therapist gives you a different perspective because they're not knee deep in the actual situation. They are trained to give you tools and tactics that let you see it from a different lens, because you're only seeing it from the lens that is trauma.
Yeah.
You know, so if you have those other catalysts where you can just be like, okay, I didn't see it from that perspective, it allows you to now pull back the layers. The thing about any trauma, I forgot who said it, but I saw a quote that said, healing always hurts worse than the initial pain.
I can see that. Yeah.
Me too, because you have to, even though, like, just like a scab, even though you know, it done folded over and it done healed, and, you know, or even the scab fell off, that wound is still there. But if you
Yeah.
were to go reopen that wound, it's gonna hurt again. And who's to say that the same healing time will take place?
Yeah.
So it's like that, you know. And even with me opening up about the different traumas that I have experienced that I really thought that I was healed from, I didn't know I was, but I really wasn't
Yeah.
because of the ways that I operate. And I didn't know that those were still foundational
Yeah.
seeds
Yeah. Yeah.
that never came up, but they were still in the ground.
It was
Does
still in
that
the
make
ground.
sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So you have some seeds that sprouted up, you have some seeds that got choked, but you still have some seeds that were in the ground, and you happen to see them, and you like, I thought you got swallowed up too. But
Yeah.
they didn't. So now it takes you to officially abort them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I recommend a strong faith base for whatever your practice religion will be, as well as a therapist. And I don't always recommend religious therapy because some of the tools is just, it can be on a religious base. I love therapy because of the practical sense and how to deal with things in practicality.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just that.
Yeah.
But that's why I recommend it highly.
Well, you know, I know it's recommended, and I even say, okay, it's recommended. And, you know, up until today, I thought I was going to, have this session. But I just decided that I didn't want to open up no wounds, you know, so I decided that I just wasn't ready. And I guess you have to wait until you're ready. I may not ever be ready, or I might be ready tomorrow. I don't know. I just didn't feel like I was ready to talk to anyone. But anyway, that's me. And I'm so glad that you have found your healing. I am grateful for that. You know, it's so funny because I know the importance of therapy, and I actually my character in my very first book, I had her seeing a therapist because I knew the importance of therapy in the Black community. And I know that I thought that there might have been a stigma in the Black community
Oh
about
yeah.
seeing a therapist. Why do you think that is?
The black culture or structure, as well as if it links with the Black church. And I think the stigma comes from just not knowing. And that not knowing is a fear. Because again, you bringing up those old things, or I don't want to say things, you're bringing up that trauma, and it may surface again, embarrassment. It may serve and or shame or whatever the case may be. And a lot of people really don't want to relive that. But what happens when you don't, you will put yourself in a cycle of traumas that were never learned from. And prime example, for me, I was more so wanting to make everybody happy, being this people pleaser. And those persons not knowing were predatorial to me, just like the molester was. Or I will have these passive aggressive conversations by myself or in the mirror, you know how you super yourself up, but I would never have them with the person who I felt wronged me. So I always dealt with running from the predator because I never told what happened. I don't even remember if the person said, "You better not tell." I don't even remember if that was the case. I just knew that it was a wrong doing. Yeah. I don't even remember if that person said, "You better not tell." I just absolutely knew that it was wrong. And I now that I'm thinking about it, and this is probably the part that repulses me, like I still remember what it felt like. And so that diminished a lot of ways that I dealt in life, you know, for my own sexuality, my own just thought of being a woman, you know. And in certain areas of life, I thought I had to be domineering because I didn't want the predatorial feeling to come again. So, you know, that was that. And I'm really am grateful for therapy because it's putting me in a place where I can really see what they call it, 2020 hindsight or hindsight 2020. But, you know, so and it's not always what you want to see, but seeing it from a different lens where I'm no longer angry, I'm no longer scared, I'm no longer embarrassed or shameful because I'm at the point where it wasn't my fault. I'm not the reason why it happened. It was just a person using their brolicness to push up, literally. And so that's what that was. Or it, yeah, it was. 'Cause I'll fight you now. No. No, like seriously. Like seriously. So it's just, yeah, that's really, ooh, child, I'm able to talk about it. It's a step in its own.
Is a step in its own. All right, let's change the subject a little bit. Let's talk about motherhood. So how many kids you
So,
got?
two little babies.
Two little babies.
No, they ain't little babies. I have a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Okay,
But
little baby.
yeah. Yep, I got these babies, two boys. I'm a boy mom, but I can say, you know, even though we're changing the subject, I can say when I dealt with infertility, I thought because of my circumstances, I thought I was robbed of
Oh, you had issues getting pregnant?
that.
Okay. All right.
Yep, and so I thought I was robbed of that. And that was the one thing since a little girl that I've always wanted to be, of course, because we've always had doll
Yeah,
babies.
we always that's what we want to, that's what you want to be, you know? You want to be
Yeah.
mommy, right?
Correct. So when the I remember when we I was 16, And I remember that doctor telling me that since we're in New Jersey, I'll just stay at a hospital. I don't remember his name though. I was at Nope, Bethesda or Hospital, and he said, "Yeah, your chances of you having children is like slim to none." And I was like, "Oh," but that wasn't because I've come to find out later it wasn't because of the molestations and the rapes. It was because of what we call PCOS. And that's called polycystic ovaries, and that's a syndrome where we as women we should be producing estrogen innately. I was producing more testosterone,
Oh, okay.
and so it gives you the irregularity in your menstruals. It gives you facial hair. It gives you weight gain or no weight gain or no menstruals, or it gives you the lack thereof, and not enough to give you what you need to quote unquote be a woman or become a woman. So it was that. And so becoming a mother is one of my greatest joys. Greatest joys. I remember even with when my husband and I first got married, we lost our first child. And that was a trauma. It was like trauma after trauma, We lost that first baby. So once we finally got pregnant with my oldest son, again, I was like, I'm gonna nurture this. Ain't nobody gonna take this one from me. So motherhood is absolutely my joy, and I will go to bat. My kids know. They'll tell you even now, that 4-year-old will be like, "Mommy, a tear something up for me." Like that. And so, it is absolutely my heart's joy, and I am honored that God saw fit to let me be a vessel for those two kings that I have to have steward over.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you were blessed in that way. So, what do you do for fun?
Ooh, child, we travel.
Travel. Ooh.
Yes, we travel. We see the world. We make memories. I've been in the what they call a corporate rat race. And don't get me wrong, I still work now. Where it was like, what do they call it? Trading time for money. Like you were literally just in that rat race, and just the stress of being an adult and all of that good stuff. But I said, I am going to travel. And that's what we do. I've been to Europe, I've been to Jamaica, I've been to Mexico, we've been to the Bahamas. Excuse me, like I recently just started traveling, but I was in Europe in like my 20s. I'll be 41 in July. And so, but we recently, like in the past, since COVID, we started right after they lift the band up, we started going again. We started going everywhere. One of my goals was always to see the 50 states. I don't even remember how many states I've been to so far, but I'm not done, not done. But I've been accomplishing those goals in the different places that, we want to go. We put it on the map, or what we did last year was like put places in a hat, shook it up, whatever we picked, that's what. So we've done that, and that's I love doing that. I love being at the house with family. I'm talking about not just my family. I love, I'm talking about my extended family, like my cousins and them and aunties and all the and come in and we eat, break bread together. I love that. I love doodling. Like I just sit and
So
I'm
that
doodling.
another career maybe.
We'll see. I've been doing that now. That I've been doing since a little girl. But not because I am an author, I've always been an avid reader because it's just one of the things I like to do. That's fun to me. That's fun.
Reading and writing and writing and making up stories in your head. See, you see how I came back to the stories. You see how I came back to the writing.
Right.
I'm
Keep watering the seed. Keep watering. Keep watering.
a
That's
water.
right.
I'm gonna water it
Yes.
because I want to see everybody just, we got stories to tell. And like
We
I
do.
tell the ladies that I talk to, I don't care who I'm talking to, whether you're an author or not an author. You know, if you read or you watch TV or you're watching somebody else's imagination, you're reading somebody else's imagination, somebody else's story. We read the history books, we watch the news, we're listening to other people's stories, but you have a story to tell. And I'm always trying to encourage, you know, we can be history. 100 years from now, somebody could be reading about you
Well,
or
we
me.
are history. And that's why what I was at Montclair State, and I remember that's when Facebook had just came out, and then that's when emails were getting big and all of the other stuff. And you know, there was like signature that you would leave with your outgoing mail to say who you are, or you know. So that was what, 20 some odd years ago. God gave it to me just as clear as day. There's nothing new under the sun, just your
No,
turn now.
there is nothing new under the sun.
But it was the semicolon, comma, or no, the semicolon rather. It's your turn now.
It's your turn now. Okay.
And so that's on the back of my book. That's been my quote that has been given to me for years, and it's copywritten now. It's on the back of the book.
Yeah, okay now. And let's go back to the book for a second. Where can the listeners get a copy of the book? How can they get
Well,
a copy of the book?
I have a link for PayPal that's
Okay.
on my social media where they can just go ahead and purchase the book. For your listeners, I will give 10% off.
Okay. All
Just put
right.
in a caption. Just put in a caption. Conversation,
I
candid
gotta write
conversation
down
with
where, right?
whoever.
I gotta write this down for my listeners.
Yeah.
Write this down. All right. So where, what is your website? Where can they go?
Right, so if you go onto my Facebook or my IG is Barbara, BarbaraB, and then Hargrove. And if you go on just Facebook, I'm Barbara Hargrove. Same pictures are there. So you click in the links, the link tree, and the PayPal link is there where you can order the book. It absolutely says "Girl, Boss Up and Lead." So you click on
Okay.
there.
Okay.
Name. Get it? Yes.
Okay. That's good because you know what? We want to talk about the book, but we also want to talk about where our listeners can purchase the book, you know? So we don't want to leave that part out. So I want to make sure I put that also in the comment field of the post when it posts up because you know, we want to support. We're going to support.
Yeah, I can send you the link too, so you can just go ahead and copy and paste.
Great, great, great. Because I want everyone to be able to support you and, you know, everybody else who come on this show. I mean, you're getting the opportunity to be supported, and I think we should support one another. I really believe that. So
Absolutely.
I really want this.
Support your supporters. But
Exactly.
that's the gift in it all. And that's why the book was birthed, because we have enough competition.
Yeah.
It's collaborate. It's collaborate.
Oh
Learn,
yeah.
see what it is that you can grow from.
Absolutely.
You don't have to take everyone's advice, but information is good once it's shared.
Information is good and we have a lot to share.
Absolutely.
All of us can contribute to this and we have a lot to share. So.
My pastor says, take up your space in the earth, yours. Take up your space, because space that's designated for somebody else, you probably can't fit in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think I run with that.
Good.
I'm excited. It's so exciting. This was such a great segue to my other facets, like who I'm becoming. Like I
Okay.
love talking. I love a lot. In the past 3 weeks, so many people's like, "You're not a speaker?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not."
Okay, you're not yet. But
Yeah.
you know, things change every single day.
Every day.
You know,
Every
God changes
day.
us even when we resist and fight. God says, this is where I want you to be. And the good thing about, what we do with our lives is that you had said it earlier when we were talking about, I think we were talking about babies, or everybody has everything inside of them that they need to complete a task, right?
Absolutely.
We already have it, even when we don't see it. Even
Correct.
when we ourselves can't even fathom it. But if we were given an assignment, we were also given everything we need to complete that assignment. And sometimes we don't even realize it. But
Yeah.
I don't know. When I see people from my past, they always tell me, "Oh my God, you were so quiet. Now you don't stop talking." Yeah, I was a quiet little girl, a quiet young woman. I was shy and awkward, but God has something bigger. And so, this is why I'm Caroline.
This is why I'm Barbara, right? And so maybe last year, maybe the year before last, I saw my predator. When you said see people from the past, right? I saw them and I thought that I would be angry. It's almost like that. What movie was that? Jill Scott, when she saw the friend, well, she's whoever took her husband.
Oh,
She saw that person
why did I
down.
get married? Why did
Right,
I get married? Yeah.
correct. So I saw them, and I felt sorry for them. It didn't bring up any ill feelings or ill will toward them or anything like that. I just saw them, and I was just like, it was like a. Not like it was the manifestation of vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
That's right.
And it was almost scary because, I don't ever want nobody to be hurt. It's like, but I was like, whoa, whoa. But even in that, my job is to pray that God have mercy. And so that was that. And I was just like, wow. Like, yeah. It was just one of those things.
Well, you are truly blessed. I can see the blessings
Oh,
all
yeah.
over you. I can see the glow all over your face. Oh, my listeners can't see the glow on your face, but take my word for it. There's a glow. There's a
Oh.
peace. There's a happiness there. So, thank you
Yeah.
for sharing your journey with me and talking with me. I love talking to people, and I really hope that you and I can stay in touch and that we can
Absolutely.
continue to form a friendship, because that's what happens when people get together. They find that they have some things in common. They find that they want to keep continuing the conversation. And so this is why I love doing what I do, because I get to meet some amazing people. And Miss Barbara Hargrove, you are one of the amazing people that I got a chance to meet tonight. So I want to thank
Oh.
you. Thank you so much for being part of Real Talk with Real People. And you know what? She came with the real talk too. She came with the real talk, and I am so grateful that you felt comfortable enough to be real, your real true self. So
Well,
thank
you know
you.
why? Know why? From a little girl, I never wanted somebody to tell on me and tell the wrong story.
Okay.
Never.
Telling your
Even
own
when,
story.
even when I used to get in trouble and they'd be like, "Nuh-uh, she did this, did it, and that." I'd say, "No, that's not what I did." I may still get in trouble, but you gonna tell the real truth.
Right, you want to be able to tell your own story, and I get that.
I've always been like that since a little girl, and it made people not like me. But I mean, I don't care now, but I probably didn't care then. But I'm a firm believer. Let me. I know who's the author and creator of my story, but he also gave me the pen.
Yeah, that's he sure did.
So, I just be like, listen, nah, nope, you're not gonna put what they call it, put salt in the game. No, nah, this is what happened. Now, let me take my consequences, but I'm going to tell you what happened, because one thing I know about the truth, it never has to tell a lie.
Exactly. If you always tell the truth, you don't never have to struggle with trying to remember what you said, because you're going to
That's
always
right.
say the same thing because you're only telling the truth. So
Yes.
I appreciate that. So again,
Very
I want
important.
to thank you. So you've been listening to Real Talk with Real People, a candid conversation with Dr. Caroline Thea Jones. I am your host. My guest tonight was Barbara Hargrove, and she has a book out entitled Girl, Boss Up and Lead. And LEAD is the acronym for Leverage, Elevate, Accelerate, and Dominate. And you can get her book from her website, and I'm going to give you all the information. And the most exciting thing tonight is that she's going to give my listeners 10% off of the book. So you don't have no reason to not want to buy Miss Hargrove's book. So all that information will be in the tagline, so you don't have to worry about it. Again, I want to thank you, my listeners, for tuning in every single month. I will be back next month with something new for you. In the meantime, stay blessed. Love you all.